Our reading today comes from the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. But Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus replied, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father that we will be satisfied. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, and you also will live. On that day, you will know I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. And they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, then said, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. And whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. May the Lord bless these words. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm yearning for summer. What we've had the last month has been a very, very close approximation to a Scottish summer. And I'm glad I don't live there anymore. And I know some of you already made good use of the off-season and snatched some time away for a few days or weeks in warmer climates, but this is definitely the time when I hear a lot of people making travel plans. And one way to read this passage is it sounds as if Jesus is doing exactly that. He's making travel plans and he's sharing his plans for the disciples. It used to be that traveling was all fun and enjoyment. And now these days it's how do you mitigate the unpleasantness and make it as quick as possible. And Jesus starts off calming their worries by saying, let not your heart be troubled. John's passage begins and ends. He bookends everything that Jesus said with, "Let not your heart be troubled. Be at peace." You know, again and again, Jesus has tried to explain to his disciples about the future, but somehow they never quite understood it. So here he says, "I'll be with you a little while longer, then I am going to the one who sent me." He told them that he was going back to the Father. All of this intricate language about "I am in the Father and the Father is in me, and if you follow my commandments, I will be with you and the Spirit will be..." He's trying to explain how it's all one. That the force of creation and good and beauty and health and healing that pulses through the universe, that makes everything grow and brings birth, is the same force that goes through him. And that if those who follow him can tune in to this force for goodness, this force for life, this force for health and prosperity and goodness, then it all becomes, "The Father is in me and I am in the Father, and those who follow me, I shall be with them, and the Father and I shall dwell in them with the Spirit." But Thomas doesn't like these vague theological puzzles. He just comes straight out with his doubts and his failure to understand. And the wonderful thing is that his questioning of Jesus, when he says basically, I still don't get it, out of that doubting comes one of the greatest things that Christ ever said. "No one should ever be ashamed of having doubts." It's amazingly and blessedly true that those who do most the seeking usually find most truth. So to doubting Thomas, he says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light." And Jesus is taking three of the great basic claims of the Bible, tremendous claims, and saying that he's taking all three of them and uniting them in one, in his being. Moses is quoted the saying in Deuteronomy, "Do not turn to the right nor the left. Follow exactly the path that the Lord our God has commanded you." Isaiah says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it." The psalmist cries out, "Lord, Lord, O Lord, teach me your ways." And Jesus said, "I am the way." One commentator says, "Assume for a moment you arrive in your travels in a strange town and you ask for directions, and a nameless person that you stop in the street says, 'Oh, take the first right, second left, cross the square, go past the church, take the third on the right, and the road you want is the fourth on the left.' Or he says, 'Come, follow me, I'll take you there.'" That's what Jesus is saying to them. "Rather than giving you just instructions, I will show you the way. I will accompany you. I shall lead you. Just follow me. I'm not going to give you advice. I'm going to show you the way." Again, the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth." And Jesus said, "I am the truth." It's a statement of moral perfection, but it's a statement which he made fact in the way he loved and lived and died and rose again. And then he also said, "I am the life." Proverbs said, "The commandment is a lamp, a teaching, a light, which will show you the way of life." The psalmist says, "Lord, O Lord, show me the path of life." This way, truth, and life keep coming up in the Bible time and time again. And Jesus, in this passage says, I am these things. I embody them. No one, says Jesus, comes to the Father except through me. I alone am the way to God. I alone show you exactly, completely, and perfectly what God is like. And I alone can lead you into God's presence where you can approach without fear and without shame. But I want you to notice something in the text. The very first sentences are, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house. You see, Jesus and John change the word there. It doesn't have the same strength or impact in English as it does in the original. But Jesus, first of all, says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in a higher power. Believe also in me. The word that used for God is a kind of almost generic word. But then he says, in my Father's house, he starts to talk about Abba. He starts to talk about his unique perspective of God, his unique teaching of God. He starts to talk about God in a way that no one else has ever spoken about God. He takes this generic higher power and in his own being gives it flesh and blood and bones and shows us, not just tells us, shows us. It's one of the most glorious promises and invitations of the entire gospel. It is offered to all and to anyone. I believe desperately that Jesus is the ultimate best way to God. That Jesus' explanation of who God is, that Jesus' example of who God is, of how we should live our life, cannot be bettered. But buried in that text and in that change of noun from God to Father is also the fact that we cannot say God is only existing through Jesus, because God is everywhere and God is in all things. Somehow or other, a word of inclusion, a word of glory, a word of openness has been changed so often to become a way of exclusion. Yes, I believe that Jesus is the way to the best and most wonderful understanding of God, but I cannot believe that all those who worship, all those who pray, and all those who follow different traditions, often just because they were born in a different time or in a different land and in a different culture, I can't believe they're all damned and gone wrong. And when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he is extending an invitation, a glorious and perfect invitation. But I don't believe he is saying, and the rest of you who don't take it are lost. But so often, we use this as a claim, not of invitation to a better way, but as a claim to superiority, which means you, my Muslim brother or my Jewish brother or whatever, are inferior and lost and damned. That is not what Jesus is saying. And I am often reminded when I read in the Book of Confessions the words of Bullinger, we are not so narrowly to restrict the church as to teach that all those outside are lost. And we must never judge rashly or prematurely. We must be careful not to judge before time, nor undertake to exclude or reject or cut off those that the Lord does not want to have excluded or rejected. For we cannot know the whole mind of God, and God is working beyond our understanding. When Jesus says, come follow me, the invitation is to all. But there is no damnation of those who have not found the true way. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. Do not be afraid, said the Lord. Amen. Let's stand and sing together.